A long-lost Philadelphia funk band recorded an album 50 years ago, but it was never released. The Nat Turner Rebellion broke up in the early 1970s. The studio session tapes for its debut album wound up in the Drexel University Audio Archive Library, where it was rediscovered. The album was finally released a couple of weeks ago. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on the long, strange trip of laugh to keep from crying.
In the late 1960s, Joe Jefferson of Petersburg, Virginia, was a drummer for hire, and he was good. He had a lot of work. He was touring with Sissy Houston and her band, The Sweet Inspirations, but got waylaid in Philadelphia with a foot infection. While recuperating, he had a revelation. He didn't want to play R&B anymore.
Got tired of doing that. Tired. I just got tired of beating somebody else's drum. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to beat my own drum. I knew I had something. It's now or never. Either I'm going to put this thing together or I'm never going to do it. And that's what I did. Basically, I went back home. Went back to Petersburg. Put together Nat Turner Rebellion. Vocally, Temptation. As a rock band, the Stones did it for me. And I was a Stone fanatic. But the soul of Nat Turner Rebellion, if there was anybody, it would be Sly and the Family Stone. You know, we wanted to be Sly. Didn't everybody?
The Nat Turner Rebellion, named after a black slave uprising in 1831 that killed over 50 white people, was a blistering live act that toured the East Coast from Florida to Montreal.
We were crowd killers. You know, you come to see one of our shows, you never forget the band.
After proving themselves on the road, it was time to put it down on wax. In 1969, Jefferson and the Nat Turner Rebellion signed with Stan Watson of Philly Groove Records and started to record an album in studio. That's where the trouble started. Watson had already scored a huge hit with the Delphonics, who put out smooth, sweet R&B like La La Means I Love You with big string orchestrations.
La 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 la.
Watson wanted to replicate that formula with the Nat Turner Rebellion.
He really had an eye for talent. The problem was he didn't know what to do with the people after he got them. That was kind of like where we were.
The album was recorded at Sigma Studios in Philadelphia, but never released. The band had its own internal problems and fell apart. The tapes stayed on the shelf for 30 years until Sigma Sound shut down, and all of its tapes were shipped across town to the audio archive at Drexel University. And there they sat another 10 years until they were discovered by Faith Newman of Reservoir Media. She had just bought the rights to the entire Philly Groove Records catalog. She was most interested in owning a piece of the Delphonics and a girl group called First Choice.
I had been going through boxes of material, you know, that we bought from the sale of the catalog. And in with that kind of paraphernalia were photographs of the Nat Turner Rebellion. So I was looking at these guys with the afros, with the raised fists and all this stuff. And, you know, knowing that the biggest acts on the Philly Groove label were the Delphonics and First Choice, this seemed like something totally different.
Newman had no idea what she had just bought.
Then I started hearing the music, and then I was really intrigued.
There was enough material on those Nat Turner Rebellion tapes for a full-length release, and perhaps more importantly, they had a story to tell, one never heard before. A funk band from the 1970s named after a 19th century slave rebellion, singing songs like Tribute to a Slave and Getting High Together.
The things that they're talking about still apply. All these years later, we're still having the same dialogue.
None of the members of the Nat Turner Rebellion are alive anymore, except Joe Jefferson. He's at the kitchen table of his spacious, comfortable home in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, the last man standing. He has mixed feelings about this record. For one thing, the Nat Turner Rebellion was best as a live act. Jefferson said the studio recordings could not capture what they did on stage.
I'm not unhappy about this album. I'm very happy about this album. I guess the thing that I'm most unhappy about is that my guys are not here.
The Nat Turner Rebellion's debut album, recorded 50 years ago, was called Laugh to Keep from Crying. It's released as a download through Drexel University's Mad Dragon label. And 5,000 copies of a vinyl issue were released 3 weeks ago. They sold out immediately. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.